Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by local experts. Call 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Now, In the House Radio Show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting and Renewal by Anderson, Florida.
Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. I'm Chase Bunker. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday morning. I'm joined by Marty Lyles of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson, and they're here to answer your questions at 855-765-1045. You got questions about windows, doors, roofing, whatnot? Don't wait until Monday. Give us a call now, 855-765-1045. Now, before we get to the appointment of the week, Marty, we have another giveaway. Tell us about it.
Yeah, good morning, Chase. We are giving away some Florida Gator basketball tickets this morning. So give us a call if you want to be entered to win those tickets.
Again, that number, if you want to get in on that opportunity to get those Gator tickets, 855-765-1045. As always, we start off the show off with the appointment of the week, something that caught the guy's eye throughout the work week. Marty, good morning. So we'll start off with you. What is your appointment of the week?
Yeah, so something I wanted to talk about this week was what I've seen lately a few times is installing the wrong material on somebody's house, installing the wrong roofing material. So this particular appointment this week, the roof is only about 5 or 6 years old, and they had a leak. They called us to come out to figure out why it's leaking. After getting on the roof, doing some testing, getting in the attic, was able to see and get a pitch reading. So we have a level that we put on the truss in the attic. So we can tell, you know, the angle of how that home was built. And when we put the pitch reading on the truss in the attic, which is the best place to get the pitch, it was reading like a 1.5. So in Florida, you have to have a minimum of a 2. Pitch. So for every 12 inches, it goes up 2. So that's the minimum slope that you can install shingles on in the state of Florida. So this roof, they installed shingles on under a 2 pitch. And I'm sure what happened is that either the inspector didn't get on the roof, the inspector didn't check the pitch whenever the roof was installed, or a few years ago, you could get away with installing shingles on a 1.5. We've seen more than ever all those roofs are leaking. So I just wanted to bring it to the listeners' attention that, you know, Florida building code is like the minimum of what a roofer should do. Like, usually you should do more than what code recommends. So, for example, code is you need a 212. That even is kind of pushing it. Like, I've seen a lot of the shingle manufacturers, they don't warrant their product unless the pitch is a 3. So you've got to have a little bit steeper of a roof for the shingle manufacturer to honor their warranties if you have an issue. So even though the state of Florida, you'll pass inspection if your roof slope is a 212 and you have shingles, the manufacturer will not warrant if it starts leaking any of the material. So just super important that just because code says you can do something, like there's a lot that you can cut corners on and even pass inspection. So you hate to see it. This roof's got to get completely torn off. They had a couple quotes for repairs. So somebody was going to come in, remove the shingles, and just replace the underlayment, maybe some of the decking, and then just go back with new shingles. Well, now you're putting, now you're investing in a repair that is not up to code, that's just going to leak again. So the only way to really determine, you know, if something is, if you can install shingles, and the same thing with metal, same thing with tile. There's certain pitch requirements. And the only way to really know, you know, the best thing to do is to get in the attic and check the pitch. So if you're having your roof replaced, make sure whatever company you call that they're getting in the attic and they're checking the pitch. That's just one of several things that that roofing companies should be doing. And again, just because something is up to code doesn't mean it's the best. But in this case, wasn't up to code. We're going to have to tear the roof off and install a system that is up to code. So once you get below a 2 pitch, your options become limited. You either use a modified bitumen, which you hear people say roll roofing. You can either do that or you can do certain metal panels. So we're discussing with these homeowners whether they want to go with metal or modified, but it certainly can't be shingled. So I can go on and on and on, but the point I wanted to make this morning is just, you know, just because code says you can do something, certain shingle manufacturers don't warrant it. And usually there's a reason why the code is what it is. And at Universal Roof and Contracting, we're always going above and beyond what code requires. And unfortunately, a lot of inspectors, a lot of inspections now, they're done virtually. They're done with a video inspection on a roof. You'll still get inspectors that come out and get on the roof, whether they're checking the pitch, whether they're, you know, there's a lot of inconsistencies there. So, something we pride ourselves in at Universal Roof and Contracting is being in business for 30 years. We've learned, you know, what systems work the best and where to install certain materials. So we do a little bit above and beyond what code requires. And there are things that we know, you know, that's going to be the difference between your roof leaking and you having a roof that we give you a 25-year non-prorated labor warranty because we know we did it right and you never have to worry about it. So if you're somebody who just wants your roof inspected, we do complimentary inspections. If you need a roof, if you need a repair, we do repairs. Give us a call. Weather today is looking like it's going to be really windy, rainy, starting about 4 o'clock today. And just yesterday we were at a house with that had some shingles blow off. So after these storms come through this weekend, it'd be a great time to give us a call. We're also offering some pretty good promotions this time of year. So give us a call, Universal Roof and Contracting. We'd love the opportunity to earn your business.
And that number to get a hold of Universal Roof and Contracting is 904-586-4001. Again, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Now, you were talking about pitches and stuff. I imagine that the homeowner is probably frustrated that they have to pretty much, like, they're probably thinking it would be a simple fix. It's just, instead, you have to get a whole new roof to also possibly, like, you have to adjust the construction of the roof as well, correct? It's not a simple just reshingling, right?
Yeah, so they're pretty upset, and I felt bad because, you know, they're super nice people, and I was really hoping it just could be a repair. So I actually went out to the house, like, 3 separate times and got the pitch on the roof and the attic on the truss. And, you know, I just, unfortunately, we're going to have to tear the whole roof off and replace it. If they wanted to do shingles, we would have to reframe the house, which is a massive investment that I would, you know, usually it doesn't really make sense to do that. Usually you just, it'd be a lot cheaper to, like, upgrade to a metal roof, because you can install certain metal panels on the pitch that they have. So if they wanted to do shingles, we'd have to get a structural engineer and reframe the house, and it would be a massive investment. It would make a lot more sense for them to go with metal if they didn't like the look of the roll roofing, which some people don't. So, you know, in this case, I would encourage them to go either metal or the modified bitumen. It's just that we couldn't do shingles on that low of a pitch.
Again, that number for Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. I want to take a quick break right now, because I want to make sure Ryan gets all of his time to do his appointment of the week. So if you have a question for the guys right now, give us a call, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. You have a question for the guys today? Give us a call, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. Now, I kind of teased it a little bit, so here it is. We have the appointment of the week. Wanted to give Ryan all the time. So, Ryan, what is your appointment of the week this week?
Well, Chase, the appointment of the week for me this week, kind of in the same vein as Marty's, you know, has to do with materials. And went to this woman's house in the Arlington area. Walking up to the house, I had seen in the front of her home that it looked like she had done a couple replacement windows. And this is a call that we're starting to get a little bit more these days, where we're coming out to look at, do inspections on people that have done replacement windows and try to diagnose some problems that are happening. So, you know, go in the house and I'm talking with the homeowner and I'm like, well, you know, why are we here? And she points to the windows in the front of the home that look to be, you know, fairly new replacements. I'm like, well, what's the issues that you're having with these? And she's like, well, I got these 2 years ago. And in 2 years, they've been out here three times to replace the glass in them because it keeps fogging up. And now at this point, I don't know what's going on with them, but the frames, they're just very, very difficult to open. And they're not providing any satisfaction as far as warranty goes with the actual frames, you know, being hard to open. They'll come out and replace the glass, but, you know, she just can't open the windows anymore. And, you know, these are larger windows. They're about 4 feet wide, about 6 feet tall, you know, single hung style windows. And, you know, the problem with, you know, some of the materials that are out there available, you know, when you're talking about vinyl windows, you're talking about plastic, is they warp in the sun, they warp in the heat. And in these, you know, extreme temperature shifts, you know, you're at 80, 85 degrees one day, 2 days later, you're at 50 degrees. It really distorts and bows and bends these types of plastics. And a couple things happen. You know, it will snap the seal in that insulated glass panel. It'll allow moisture to come in, and you get that fogged up, you know, effect. Once you see the fog in the glass, you know, all the insulation's gone, and you can't see out of it. It's, you know, it's not a great situation to be in. But even more importantly was that these frames have been bowed, and just they're impossible to open. So, you know, explaining to her what the difference is in, you know, some of the building materials that are out there, you know, explaining to her, you know, your 25-year-old aluminum windows still open and shut okay. They're just made out of aluminum and they're not very energy efficient. But with the new ones, you know, she wanted the benefits of having insulated glass. She wanted, you know, to have her home be a much more comfortable place. She's excited about, you know, the energy savings with, you know, having insulated glass, but not everything is created equally, and not all materials are meant for Florida. And, you know, she was just kind of at a loss, like, you know, is this what I should expect? Is, you know, these types of maintenance problems, the glass fogging up, and, And, you know, and obviously that's not the case with every single material that is available. And, you know, going through some of the options with Renewal by Anderson, the hardwood composite, the Fibrex material that we make our windows out of is incredibly strong. It's a real coastal material meant for this type of environment. You know, and our windows don't do these things that, you know, these other replacement windows do where it comes to the, you know, the bowing and, you know, the difficulty to open and the glass getting, you know, fogged up. Anderson is the only company out there for a full 20 years. If anything like that happens to a window, we're going to rip it out of the wall and put a brand new one in. And, you know, that means something when you're talking about a 120-year-old company. You know, anybody can make a, you know, a wide-eyed, you know, warranty claim. You know, I'll give you a lifetime, five lifetime warranties. You, your kids, your grandkids, your great-great-grandkids. You know, but if that company's been in business for 5 years, what does a five-time multi-life warranty actually mean? You know, so don't be lured in by, you know, different claims of different warranties out there. Go with a company that actually has a verifiable track record, a verifiable product, rated consumer reports, the most energy efficient window out there. Have Renewal by Anderson come out and take a look at your house.
Hold of Renewal by Anderson and get a high quality window or door for your home. Give them a call right now at 904-586-4952, 904-586-4952. Or visit rbafla.com. Yeah, Ryan, with those like multi-lifetime warranties, I feel like there's a little bit of suspicion behind them just because I feel like, how do they keep track of all that? It's like, oh, sorry, we can't cover this. This was bought by your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Now, if you had bought by your great-great-great-grandfather, then we would have covered it.
Well, you know, and like there are good quality American companies out there that stand by warranties. Craftsman tools for years. You could go down to the swap meet, buy, you know, rusted out Craftsman tools, send them in, they'll send you brand new ones. That's
oh, wow.
A company that's been forever, Sears, Craftsman, and they stand behind their warranty. And that's a rock solid warranty that company is famous for. But, you know, you get some of these Harbor Freight type, you know, there's really no indication on who manufactures these wrenches or anything like that. You're not going to get the same type of warranty out of something like that. It's, you know, unfortunately, that's the case. But, yeah, you're right. Not every single warranty is created the same. And, you know, the big thing with Renewal by Anderson, our warranty is 3/4 of a page long. It's really simple. I mean, my 12-year-old son can understand it. You get with some of these other manufacturers, you've got a 4-5 page warranty. I mean, what is that nonsense? You need to be a legal scholar to get through most of this warranty. Okay. And it's just designed to take advantage of the consumer. And this is something, you know, you're talking about roofs, you're talking about shingles, you're talking about windows, doors, get deep into these warranties. What does it cover? Because you're living in one of the most extreme weather environments in the entire country. And if you're not taking these things into consideration when you're making a big purchase, like a roof or windows, doors, you're doing yourself a disservice. You know, these warranties matter. And I know Marty is on the same team I am when it comes to these warranties. Just because you claim something doesn't mean you're going to stand behind it.
If you want to get a hold of Renewal by Anderson, give them a call right now, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. I did not know that your warranty was only like 3/4 of a page long. I remember getting tires once and just getting like a roadside warranty and it being at least 2 pages. And I thought it was absurd. And like, it's a nice, simple warranty. Again, for Renewal by Anderson, give them a call, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. Or if you're looking to get a new roof, get a hold of Universal Roof and Contracting. Give them a call at 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we'll have more of In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to End the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We've got Marty from Universal Roof and Contracting here and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson to answer your questions at 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. If you missed any part of the show, head on over to the on-demand section over at WOKV.com and check out the End the House podcast, where you can also listen to previous episodes. Marty, I want to ask you, you were talking about earlier in the appointment of the week, the family that, you know, they were getting their roof replaced and they realized that they had the pitch issues. What are some of the signs that you need to look out for that you may need to replace your roof?
Yeah, so the obvious one is, you know, if you develop a leak, and that may not always mean your roof needs to be replaced. We do repairs. So depending on the age of the roof, depending on where the, you know, what's causing the leak, and if there's multiple areas of the roof that are in bad shape, we try to help you make the best investment for your home. So, you know, the only way we can do that is get in the attic and do a proper inspection, take photos and all that. But aside from the obvious, you know, noticing a leak or stain on your ceiling, there are so many things that, you know, could be happening up there that you just may never know. Like if you have a chimney, skylights, things like that, those are pretty notorious for having issues if they're not checked up on regularly. If you have storm damage, you could have hail damage. If we had a hailstorm, we're doing a lot of roofs in Fernandina from a hailstorm that happened in May. And you can't tell from the ground what the hail actually does to the shingles. You'd probably tell what it would do to a metal panel, but the shingles with the granulars, it actually dents the shingle. There'll be an indentation in basically just kind of knocks all the little rock granulars off the shingle and shortens the lifespan of those shingles pretty drastically. So with all the weather that we have in Florida, you just never know. It could be wind damage. I mentioned earlier in the show the one we went out to yesterday that had some shingles blow off. And also one of my friends who lives off of Girvan over off Atlantic. He just had a couple of shingles blow off just a few days ago as well. So, if you're not regularly like walking around your house and looking up, you might not notice what wind damage looks like, or, sometimes the shingles crease and they fold over, but then they lay back down. So from the ground, you wouldn't be able to tell that that has happened. But now that they've creased, the water's going to go, you know, underneath the shingle where it creased and start causing issues, that's considered wind damage. So that would be something that you can contact your insurance company for. Unless you're having your roof regularly inspected by a professional, you may not recognize, excuse me, wind damage, hail damage. Workmanship issues are what we talked about earlier. You know, they noticed a leak. We got to digging into it and it turned out they installed shingles on the wrong pitch. So there's leaks, there's the granular loss, which I mentioned. If the roof is underventilated, you have your air that comes in through the soffits and then it has to escape through roof vents. If you don't have adequate roof vents, then that hot air is going to get trapped. And basically the attic is like an oven. That hot air rises and it's got nowhere to go. That'll actually start essentially baking the granulars, the little rocks, off of your shingles. And you'll notice those in your gutters. Guy in Ponte Vedra called us recently, his back patio with pavers and pool, just constantly just so tired of cleaning up all the granulars he was getting on his patio. So there's that. But it can be anything. And a lot of times we go look at a roof and it's refreshing to say, hey, you were proactive. Great job. You called us. We inspected your roof. It didn't cost you anything. We got up here. I took 25 photos, crawled around in the attic. Your roof is fine. But good job for just having it inspected, because now you have peace of mind when you have these storms coming, as opposed to waiting until there is a problem, waiting until there is a leak. By the time you notice a little yellow or brown stain on your ceiling, the water's already gone. The damage has already been done. It's gone through the shingles, through the underlayment, rotted out the plywood decking, and now it's been dripping on your insulation in your attic and finally shows up on your ceiling. Well, now that's a much bigger issue and bigger, more expensive repair now that there's wood replacement and all that. So really the best thing to do is just be proactive. We live in Florida. Like Ryan said, it's an extreme weather environment. Like today is going to be a testament to that. Tomorrow, just have your roof looked at. You may have some damage that could be a simple repair and save you lots of money in the long run. But we've been in business in Florida for 30 years. We're in three different cities, and all of our estimators are trained to look for storm damage, inspect for things like hail, wind, and just also, you know, any kind of workmanship issue or issue arising, you know, anywhere around the roof. We also look at your fascia, your gutters. Sometimes gutters cause issues and you don't know it if they're not pitched properly and they're not angled towards the downspouts and water, you know, doesn't drain out of the gutters. It starts rotting out the fascia behind the gutters. So it's just a good idea to take advantage of a complimentary inspection that we offer and get the roof looked at, get the gutters looked at. And at the end of the day, you'll have some peace of mind after you call Universal Roof and Contracting. And, you know, we'll be honest with you and tell you if something does need to be done. And we'll be honest with you and tell you if something doesn't need to be done.
If you want to get a hold of Universal Roof and Contracting, give them a call at 904-586-4001, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Ryan, throughout the shows that we've done, you've always talked about Fibrex and the materials that you use for your windows. Tell us a little bit more about Fibrex and what it is and like why it's so much better than aluminum windows.
Sure. You know, the Fibrex material is something that Anderson has pioneered. It's a formula that we have developed, and you may know it from some of the other companies that utilize the formula that Anderson has come up with for Fibrex. We licensed this formula to Trex, the company that makes decking material for docks and decks for the backyard. It's that hardwood composite. It's not plastic. It's not wood. It's a very stable and strong material that is waterproof, and termites won't eat it. And that's why people use it to build decks and docks with. In the past, you know, you'd use pressure treated lumber. And, you know, here in Florida, about every 5, 6, 7 years, you would have to replace that entire deck. So, you know, if you just take into consideration, you know, a deck is, you know, $10,000 if you do it in pressure treated lumber. But you've got to replace that thing every 5, 6 years because that wood is going to go bad. Doing that in a composite, that deck's going to last you 30, 40 years, no problem. It's a little bit more expensive than the wood initially, but you're never going to have to touch it. It's maintenance-free and just incredibly strong. So utilizing that to make windows is something, you know, that Anderson pioneered in the 90s. Instead of using wood that expands, instead of using, you know, plastic that bows and bends, this hardwood composite, the Fibrex material that we make our windows out of, is just phenomenal. There's nothing like it in the market. And if you want something that is going to last, be a solution that you're never going to have to, you know, address again in your home, this is definitely the best material for you. And whether you're going to do your windows or you have, you know, a house on the intercoastal, I will tell you this, do it in a hardwood composite. Make that deck out of hardwood composite. Make your dock out of a hardwood composite. It's why all the cities here in Jacksonville, if you go to a park, those park benches are not made out of wood anymore. They are made out of a hardwood composite. everybody knows, you know, if you're, you know, in the engineering field, that this is a superior material to anything else that is out there. So putting it in your home is a win-win situation.
If you want to get some high-quality windows and doors over at Renewal by Anderson, give them a call right now, 904-586-4952, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. Marty, we already talked about some of the warranty that Renewal by Anderson offers. What is a warranty that you guys offer over at Universal Roof?
Yeah, so we offer a few different warranties for different systems. What I was alluding to earlier, the 25-year non-prorated workmanship warranty, mm-hmm. That's something that we're offering through Owens Corning. So we've been installing Owens Corning roofs for 30 years. They've vetted us as a platinum contractor. With them, there's only a couple hundred platinum contractors in the country. So basically, Owens Corning has said, if Universal, you know, installs your roof with all of our components, so we use all Owens Corning components, we give you a 25-year non-prorated workmanship warranty. So, again, we have to use all Owens Corning components to do that, but it's something we're really happy to offer. There's different warranties with metal. There's different warranties for tile. And it just comes down to all the components that we're using.
What are the materials? Can you tell us some about the materials when it comes to, like, selecting a roof for a Universal Roof?
Yeah, so, like, with a tile roof, like Ryan said earlier, like, warranties are only as good as the company who's offering them. If the company's only been around 5 years and they're giving you, you know, a 30-year warranty, that's like, are you sure they're going to be around when something happens? So a couple examples of other warranties we offer, like we always do a 7-year standard warranty just with any re-roof project. That's the lowest warranty we give is 7 years on our labor, and that's transferable. So the state of Florida, they've said if you've got a problem with your roof, usually you notice it in the first 5 years. So we just extend that a couple years because we are going the extra mile using the peel and stick underlayment in the valleys, you know, doing all the little things. So different systems, different warranties, different, you know, metal panels. I could talk forever about different warranties for different systems, but I think the thing that separates us apart from most of our competitors is the fact that we have been doing this for 30 years, and we've got a strong reputation to uphold. So if we have, you know, if someone's got a leak in their roof, we're not just like, oh, you're past the 7-year point. You know, we'll still come out, look at it, and together with our team, we'll determine, was this something we could have done better, or is this, you know, a result of something else? So it's just important to know, like Ryan said, the company that you're doing work with has been around for a long time. Look at the company's reviews. Look at Google reviews. Look at Better Business Bureau. The ultimate testament is that, you know, how long has the company been in business? Obviously licensed, insured, and those things. It's pretty rare. You know, you shouldn't be having warranty issues within the first few years. So if you are, you know, just that's unfortunate. It can be, you know, it could be a number of things, but just make sure the company that you choose the first time has been doing this for a long time. And, you know, we don't stay in business for 30 years because we're installing bad roofs for people.
If you want a high quality roof over your new home or even your forever home or whatever home that is, whether you've been there for 5, 10, 15 years, you want a high quality roof that you don't need to worry about, give Universal Roof and Contracting a call. You may think, oh, wait, well, this person might be cheaper. Yeah, you might have to pay for it in the long run because Universal Roof has come in time and time again and fixed those mistakes of some of those cheaper people. And in the end, you end up spending more money. Don't wait now. Just go and with the high quality people over at Universal Roof and Contracting. Give them a call, 904-586-4001, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. And if you're in the market for windows and doors, high quality windows and doors, it's not just windows and doors, they're gateways to your home. Give Renewal by Anderson a call, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to see what the guys are going to be offering this month with special offers and promotions coming up on In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. It's the final segment of In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. It's time for some special offers and promotions. Ryan, what are you guys offering at Renewal by Anderson this month?
We have a tremendous sale going on right now. Right now, it is buy one window, get one 40% off. In addition to that, through the end of the year, we are offering $375 off of each window and $800 off of each door. Never been a better time to do it. In addition to that, Anderson has some of the best financing programs available. 0% financing for 4 years.
If you want to get in touch with Renewal by Anderson, give them a call right now at 904-586-4952 or visit rbafla.com. Marty, what are you guys offering over at Universal Roof this month?
Yeah, Chase, this month we're doing the best promotion we ever offer in December. So we're doing 15% off of a roof replacement. Historically, December is a little bit slower of a month with the holidays. So that's our way to reach out to people and incentivize them to just sign up with us to get the roof done now. So 15% off of an entire roof replacement this month. Awesome financing options as well. Some no interest things in there, as well as a free wind mitigation inspection. So that's all happening in December.
If you want to get in touch with Universal Roof and Contracting, give them a call at 904-586-4001 or visit universalroof.com. That's going to do it for us here on In the House. Special thanks to Marty Lyles of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson for joining us here on the show. And thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville News and Talk.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.